Zidane Lavdal from Kabylia. So, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again to give me the opportunity to present to you Kabylia issues. This morning, I introduced Kabylia. Now, I will go directly to the topic, which is peace and security in Algeria and North Africa. Kabylian people is now mature. The majority is convinced that the solution to live in peace and security is its independence. Since 2001, when 128 young Kabyles are killed by the Algerian gendarmerie and thousands of injured people forever, Kabylia realized that only divorce from Algeria is the solution. Kabylia is fighting peacefully and struggling to set up its institutions in its future state. Last September, Kabylia handed over a memorandum of 354 pages to His Excellency Antonio Guterres in the United Nations headquarters in New York. The memorandum relates in detail all of the oppression Kabylia is bearing from the Algerian regime since 1962. The memorandum book is now edited and published all over the world to make the world aware of the Kabylia situation and why she is asking now for independence. So Kabylia is asking the United Nations and the international community for an official recognition of the self-determination. Kabylia wants to be ruled herself by herself. We want United Nations to support Kabylia to organize a referendum for independence. This is the recommendation of Kabylia to restore peace and security in Algeria and North Africa. I am short, so thank you all, and greetings from Kabylia.